I collect original documentation from the 19th century, primarily in letters and newspapers, mostly illustrated newspapers.
When did you start collecting?
About 8 years ago. My mentor is here, and he has a vast collection, and he showed me newspapers from the 17th and 1800s, and I said, I didn't know these exist. And they were in excellent condition, and then I became interested in collecting.
Now, the common thread is that they all have something to do with slavery and with the African-American experience.
Well, that's particular to the 1800s, because that was our plight at the time. But I have a very large Civil War collection of African-American contributions to the Civil War, as well as a lot of the experiences we had relative to the Civil War period, the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment, Emancipation Proclamation, free right to vote, and all of that. So I have an extensive collection of 19th century history.
So the common thread would be that they all have something to do with the history of the African American.
Yes, it's African American experience in the diaspora of North America, yes.
Is there a favorite of yours? Is there something that you're just so proud of?
Yeah, there are a number of them. Thomas Nash was one of the best illustrators of the 19th century, and I have most of his works. And there's a number of these things that you'll see around here that were very difficult to get. One of which, the Gordon with the slash back, that was very difficult. The slave ship, when there's a number of, they captured the slave ship. Wildfire, that was extremely hard to get. But I managed to get every illustration that I know about.
What is going through your mind when you see them up on the walls displayed this way in the hall of the UN?
I'm overwhelmed. I'm absolutely overwhelmed. I tried to get this exhibit up for the last year. Haven't seen this exhibition last year. I just wanted to be a part of it, and it happened. It happened for me, so I'm happy.
What do you think the impact or the legacy of your collection is and will be?
I don't know, actually, but I think that people will be introduced to the period through this exhibit. Being reintroduced to slavery, a lot of people don't even believe it exists, people from other countries as well. Now, one of my mentors is right here. She's the one of the premier collectors, and she's guided me through all of my collecting.
What do you think the lasting legacy of your collection will be?
Well, ultimately, I wanted to become a part of an institution of higher learning. It is my goal to merge it into an institution later in my life so that it's preserved and it's available for people to learn from.